short time, this great dragon, he will pour his wrath and he will be enraged with those that keep the commandments. Now I want to show you something in scripture, saints. It says in Matthew chapter 19, I want to read this. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Look what it says now. It is either the truth or it is a lie. And behold, one came and said unto him, look what it says. It said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I might have eternal life? And that's what he asked him. He said, tell me, good master, what good thing I must do to have eternal life? And he said unto him, what callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is Yahweh. He said, but if thou wilt enter into life, you must keep what? Keep the commandments. You must keep the laws of Yahweh, saints. That's why this prostituting religion has not taught us that. They tell us, don't even worry about that. That's for the old covenant. He said, but if you want to be saved, you got to keep the commandments. Well, that doesn't say laws, Pastor Roberts. I will go a little farther. It says laws. He said, if thou will be saved, you must keep the commandments. If thou will enter into life, if you will have eternal life, thou must keep the commandment. He said unto him, which? Are these the laws right here? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou and love thy neighbor as thyself. Are those not the commandments? Are those not the commandments? He said, if thou wilt enter into eternal life, you got to keep the commandments. Is that not what he says? He said, if you want to have eternal life, you must keep the commandments. We're not taught that, saints. I was never taught that. I was never taught that. He said, if you want to have eternal life, you must keep the commandments of Yahweh. And then he said, which one of them do you keep? Tell me which one do you keep? Tell me what do I do? Tell me what I do, Messiah. You must keep all the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. And folks will say, well, those commandments mean everything. It does mean everything because the laws that tell everything. Everything came from the laws of Yahweh. He didn't tell him, you must praise me. He said, you must keep the commandments of Yahweh. That's simple to understand. Why is it that we fight that? I will show us, saints, why we fight that. Look what it says in John chapter 12, verse 50. I want to read these quickly. John 12, 50. Messiah says in verse 49, Yokohana, John, he said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. I know this, his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. It is the law of Yahweh is life everlasting. It is where our life comes from because we obey and keep the laws of Yahweh. Do you not understand the primacy of the laws of Yahweh? Even the heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one little tittle pass from the laws. Why are they not being taught to us? Why have not these men taught this to us? Why have they not taught that to us? Because they're covetous men. They're greedy men. And what Yahweh is doing in this hour says he must do it by his spirit. He must bring your life from your fleshly tradition, your carnal ways, that you may see the power of his spirit, his life in his truth. He must do it. And you're going to have to deny everything to get to that place. You're going to have to deny all your heathen ways, your heathen practices. I don't care what it is. You're going to have to deny those things. You're going to have to. And that's just the truth. You must deny that because if we don't, we're not going to get to that place. Well, we're going to have eternal life. It's not a plain matter. This is real. It's more real than you could ever think of. It is real. He says also in Luke chapter 10, Luke 10, Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Do you not understand what this lawyer was? He was really a Pharisee. He was a man that was articulate. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And that was the question. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, is that not written in red? He said unto that man, what is written in the law? What is written in the law? How readest thou? And this is what he said. He answered him and said, thou shalt love Yahweh thy father with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength, with all thy mind, as thy neighbor as thyself, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. These first four commandments, saints, deal with loving Yahweh, keeping his name, having no other Elohim or Elohim before him, not taking his name in vain, not having an image of some false deity. Now that's what the lawyer spoke. It has not changed from Moshe unto Messiah. And these first four laws deal with loving Yahweh. We are keen to say how we love everybody. Oh, I love everyone. We love thinking we deal with these six. And yet the first four, we have no conscience of them at all. We love to say we're doing right or we're dealing with the first or the last six, but the first four, they do not even burden our souls. How could that be? You're not going to have eternal life unless you do what the law said. Why? Because that's why Messiah came to die, to show us the power of the laws of Yahweh. This whole has taught us that you don't need that. Not true. You need what the law says. You got to walk in the laws. The laws of Yahweh are true. He has not given us any kind of government that we can just put down. Everything he said is true. It's right. Revelation chapter 22 verse 14. This is a profound statement here. This is the close of that book, isn't it? This is the close of the book, isn't it? And at the close, most people like to read the conclusion of the matter. They like to read the end of the story before they read the beginning. I've done that. But look at what Johannes said. As the power of the Spirit of Yahweh rested upon him in a mighty way and in him. He says in Revelation 22, 14, he said, blessed are they that do his, what it says? His laws, and they, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate into the city. Now that's what Messiah said. If you keep the commandments of Yahweh, the laws, then you have life. And blessed are those that keep the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. We are the ones that are blessed. And Satan knows that. And that's why he's going to go after that, because if he can eradicate the law, he has totally defeated the plan of Almighty Yahweh. They said that this nation, there are 160 million folks that say that they are, quote, Christians, unquote. I believe it. A nation of 200 million. So where are all that? Then the rest are Islamic, Buddhist, and a matriarch of all kinds of other religions. And they classify that because within a year they have all gone to some whorehouse. They've gone to some kind of religious services. And that's how they classified. And so they've sold this false bill to the people today. Just say, confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. How can that corrupt thing of yours believe anything? Is that a heart of faith? Yahweh saved his people. And that's what David prayed. Save me. I will know I'm saved because I will begin to worship your name. When a man is truly saved or a woman is saved, they will begin to call upon that name. They don't call on that name, they're not saved. And that's just it. That's what religion has taught us is wrong, saints. It is wrong. It is not the true laws of Yahweh. It isn't. And that's why Yahweh must bring his people from under this heathen bondage and put them in a place whereby his name will be exalted and praised. His name must be saints. Every kind of pagan name has gone up, every kind of pagan deity, and now he's coming to the end of all things. That's why he said, blessed are you that keep my commandments. You that keep my laws, you're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You that do what my law says, you are blessed. You're going to have a right to the tree of life. That's what the lawyer said. He said, what should I do? And even he answered Messiah, to love Yahweh with all, love my neighbor. He said, you do that, you have life in you. Keep those commandments, you have life. You got something in you. And you're not going to get to Yahweh without keeping his law's sakes. Religion teaches that. It teaches us a feel-good experience. That's why those in the yogis, they come out, they feel good. The Buddhists, all of them feel good when they practice what they call their faith. They give them some kind of confidence in the flesh. But it's one thing about the dynamics of the Word of Yahweh. It is not the two-edged sword. And it comes and it comes and it comes. 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 It never stops cutting. They don't tell me you're going to feel all rosy in your flesh if I begin to cut you with a knife. So when we began to lay a blade on you, we began to cut you. You're not going to feel all rosy. And that's what the religion do with them. Give them some rosy experience in their flesh. Yahweh, he cuts and he cuts to destroy the law of the flesh. That the law of righteousness may be established. That's the testimony of Messiah. Think not that I come to destroy the laws of the prophets. I didn't come to do that. You think I'm coming to do that, you're wrong. He's not came to fulfill them. I came to make the laws of Yahweh known. You may know the strength and the power of the laws of Yahweh. They're able to save a man's soul. They're able to save his soul. Why? Because Messiah was the fulfillment of the law. He was the fulfillment of the law. Yahweh cannot change one thing. He has not changed one thing at all, saints. He has not changed nothing. He never changeth. He has not changed. He has consumed the house of Israel because of his promise. He hasn't consumed us because he, from the foundation, said he would save us. That's why you didn't die in your sins, your corruption. We've died ignorant, men have died ignorantly. There were those that Saul went to, they had received the Spirit, but they had no baptism. They've been baptized in all kinds of names. Cephas, Apollos, Saul. He said, there's only one name you're going to be baptized in. That's the name of the Father. Through the authority of the Son, Messiah. By the instruction, the leading of the Spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh must raise up the men that will stand for his profound truth. It has to be. If he takes me out today, I pray, Yahweh, let there be a man that will stand. I don't care who he is. I don't care if his creed or his color or his national origin has nothing at all, Yahweh. But let him stand with the profound truth. We're going to need that in this hour. The last message that he sent out to the assemblies throughout Asia was a profound thing that your heart experienced on the Isle of Patmos. To give them warning, to hear by the Spirit, and not by your eyes or your feelings or your emotions, but you must see by the Spirit, and hear by the Spirit. You're not going in this hour without having the Spirit of Yahweh. If any man have not the Spirit of Yahweh, he's none of his. That's why you're going to have to kill the Spirit of your flesh. You have to destroy it. Spirit of your emotions. You have to be led by the Spirit of Yahweh. And that's the truth. You don't have the Spirit, you're not his. You're none of his. You haven't been born of him. You will know that a man has the Spirit of Yahweh because he will hear the word of truth. He will lay down all of his traditions. And he will hear the word of truth. And that is the truth. And that is the truth. He doesn't care what man says. He's not concerned with what man says. He's not taken by that Spirit. Scripture says in 1 Yochanan, 1 John, chapter 5, we're going to read the first 5 verses. It's going to take the faith of Messiah to overcome this thing that is in this world today. That's why maybe you're not overcoming the world. This is the verse that Yahweh gave in my heart when this community was established. Not by man. That's why it's called Victory Community. It says, whosoever believeth that Yahshua is Messiah, is the hope of Almighty Yahweh, He is born of Yahweh, and everyone that loveth him that begot him also is begotten of him. You must love Messiah. If a man loves Messiah, he's begotten of the Father. And the only way you're going to love Messiah, you're going to have to know that he came in the Father's name. You're going to have to love the Father's name as well as the Son's name because they have the same name. The identity is the same. Can't be two different identities. Jehovah and Jesus. It's one identity. Yahweh. Yah. He's just a salvation. He saves us. He delivers. He said, by this we know that we love, by this now, we know that we love the children of Yahweh. That this is how you know you love the children of Yahweh. How? When we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. These liars say they love everybody. And they don't even love the name of Yahweh. They don't love his commandments. He said, this is how you know you love the children of Yahweh. This is how you know. That's what it says. We know that we love the children of Yahweh. This is how you know you love the children of Yahweh. When we love Yahweh, you gotta love Yahweh and keep his commandments. Folks don't love Yahweh. They love his name, they despise it, and they detest the commandments. They reject the commandments. These religious whores say, isn't that something how they have taken? They would say, this one here was meant for the Yodims, the Jews. It is not so. It is not so. He said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That's what he said. That's what he said. You tell me that this was meant for the Jews? Okay, that's meant for the Jews. We are the circumcision, not of the outward, but the inward. So we are the Yodims. All right, if that was meant for these, then what about the other nine then? What about them? What about his name? What about having another name before the name of Yahweh? What about that then? Tell me about that. If that's meant for the Yodims, the Jews, then what about the other nine? What about these first three then? How well are they doing with those first three? That's what they tell you, but it's a lie. It's a lie. That's why Satan is wrath. He's not going to worry much about them. He's going to go after those that keep the commandments of Yahweh, and they are the testimony of Messiah. Your wicked ten folks that love the world and the pleasure of the world, they're going to tell you, oh, you don't have to go through that, honey. That way you're walking is crazy. That's what they say anyway. They think you're some kind of tortured minds, twisted. And yet they're the very oracles of hell. They're ministering the powers of darkness. They're going forth by the power of Satan. They obey him willingly. There's a generation that for this they are willingly ignorant. These laws are simple to obey, and they're simple to do. This is how you know you love the people of Yahweh. That you love him with all your heart, soul, and mind. You gotta love him first. You gotta love him first. And then you keep his commandments. You keep his laws. You keep his laws. This is how you know that you love the people of Yahweh. You don't do that, you have no love for the people of Yahweh. Isn't that's the common, as the woman says on that little, on Father Gibbert, that's the common anathemist. Folks tell you, oh, I love God. And I love you. They tell you that. Don't even know you. Oh, I love you. And then let you say something to them. You say something to them that doesn't agree with their doctrine. And see how much they love you. See how much they love you. You say something that doesn't jive with what they believe and what they think, and you find out how much they love you. And yet that anathema is that, oh, I love everyone. We love everybody. I love everybody. You can't love no one unless you love Almighty Yahweh, and then you must love his commandments. You must love his commandments. What? Because his dedication is unto him first, and then unto your brothers and your sisters. This is a lying, deceived mess that has been orchestrated by hell. It is full of darkness, and the gates of hell are in the midst of it, because all the powers of darkness dwell in this religious whore today. They have no love, saints. They don't even know love. They don't love his truth. When a man loves Yahweh, he keeps his commandments, he obeys him, his law, despite daddy, mama, son, daughter, he let all those things go. There's no way you're going to love him. A loving man more than you love him. I can't love him with loving you more than I love him. I love him with all. And he gives me a law to correct me in that constantly. He judged me by his law constantly to keep me in his presence to love him. And that is the truth. We keep his commandments, we know that we love Almighty Yahweh. He says in verse 3, for this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh. For this is the love of Yahweh. For this is, you know you love him. For this is the love of Yahweh. You keep his commandment. And his commandments are not grievous. And they're taught us that his commandments are grievous. We've been taught that. Well, that's legalism. Ah, help us, Yahweh. Everything he does is legal. He's not an illegal. He's a legal one. The Jesus and the Christ and the crucifix, they're all illegal. Almighty Yahweh is the only legal one. He's the only legal one. He's the only legal one. They're illegals. They're illegitimates. They're bastards. That's what they are. You can't tell me you love him and you don't keep his commandments. That's what he gives us to know. That we love him, that we keep his commandments. That's how you know you love him. You keep his commandments. This is how you know you love Yahweh. You keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. And you will know whether you're born again of Yahweh. For whatsoever is born of Yahweh overcometh the world. The world doesn't overtake them. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. The same faith the Messiah had. Did he go overcome the world? Did he not overcome the world? That's our victory that overcomes the world. For we have the same faith of Messiah. He knew who the Father was. Why? Because he spoke everything the Father said, speak. He didn't speak nothing on his own accord. Everything the Father said, he did it. Everything he heard the Father say, that's what he said. He did not come with some other new strand of doctrine. He came to preach the doctrine of the Father. And it was all based upon the laws of Almighty Yahweh. That's what it's based upon, saints. It's based upon that. Tradition has moved us away from that. And that's why it's hard for us to get to a while. It becomes so grievous to keep the commandments of Yahweh. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. When you find the laws grievous because you are a carnal. You don't love him. You find the law that he says that you honor his name. Don't use his name in vain. You find that grievous. You are carnal. You don't love him. I don't care what no one says. You can't convince me. I know what scripture says. You can't convince me you love him when his name is grievous unto you. Thou shalt not take Yahweh, thy mighty one, thy father's name in vain. And when you say his name has no relevance, has no meaning, I don't have to call his name, then it's grievous unto you. And when that is grievous unto you, then you don't love him. You don't love him. When the name of Yahweh become grievous, yes, you can't use it. You don't love him. I don't care if it's your mama, your papa, your grandmama, it makes no difference at all. The commandments of Yahweh are not grievous. They're not grievous. You do what he said, they're not grievous. They're not grievous. There's only one reason they're grievous. There's only one reason. Scripture tells us that. And tells us why they're grievous. Look at 2 John. I'm going to read this. 2 Johanna. One, just turn the page. Verse 6. I want to read verse 5 first, saints. It's a good little book to read, the epistle. He said, now I beseech thee, lady. He's talking to the saints, the assembly. He said, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto you. You see what he said? I haven't wrote a new commandment unto you. 2 John chapter, verse 5. He said, I've not wrote a new commandment unto you, but that which ye had from when? From the beginning. He meant that from the beginning when he gave Moshe the commandments to love him and your neighbors. He said that we love one another. He said, and this is love. And this is love, that we walk after what? That's it. Period. And this is love. And this is love, that we walk after. Did he not tell us to follow after these things? This is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that we have heard from when? and we shall walk in it. And there's no doubt about that. We've heard it from the beginning. And we shall walk in His commandments. We can't walk in some of the law. And folks say they love it, they don't follow out His commandments, lies. You must follow out His commandments. To love Him. His name. Not use it in vain. Not to have no other one before Him. Remember His Shabbat. Love your brothers. Don't steal. Don't kill. That's the truth. When a man has the love of Yahweh in him, he will do just what He says. And this is love. That we walk after His commandments. That we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment that we have heard from the beginning that we should walk in. Now that's the truth, saints. That's just the truth. And we should walk after those things that Yahweh has given unto us from the beginning. Turn quickly to Romans. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. We'll see what the scripture says. Romans chapter 2. I want to read this in Romans 3:31 first before I go there. Listen to this. Romans 3:31. The Shaul says, the justification by faith honors the law, saints. Look what he says in Romans 3:31. It says, do we then make void, empty, the law through faith? And that's what they have taught us. Faith. That's what they have. But he said, do we make void the law through faith? He said, Yahweh forbid. Yea, we what? We establish the law. You can't make the law void through faith. This is what they call faith, saints. Please hear me. This is not faith. This is not faith. Because there's only one apparatus they're pleasing today with this thing they call faith. And that's their flesh. Without faith, it's impossible to please Yahweh. And that's the only thing they're pleasing, their flesh. And they call it faith. They're calling it faith. It takes faith to please the Father. And this is what they're calling faith. It's not faith, saints. It's not the faith of Yahweh. It's not Yahweh's faith. And the faith of Yahweh doesn't make void the law. But it establishes the law in one's heart. That's what it does. This is all New Testament I'm reading out of. I'm not going to the old. I read you the prayer of David for strength in this hour that we are up against. See, the faith of Yahweh will keep the law of Yahweh in our hearts. That's why the enemy is coming after the law, because he knows it takes faith to substantiate the law. He knows it. And that's why he's going to be enraged against those that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the testimony of Messiah. Why? Because he said, I didn't come to destroy the law now, or the prophets. And that's what this wicked generation says. He did away with all their lies. They say that so they get by this one. He nailed that to the cross. No, he nailed the 39 other laws to the cross. That would hinder us unto the saints. He did not nail these. These were on the cross. He took them to the cross. They defied hell. These laws haven't changed. These were the traditions of the Yordims, the Jews. They put that there. Yahweh never told them to do it. He gave them 10 laws, 10 commandments, and they haven't changed. They were written from the beginning. And they're not some little Easter tale that these whorehouses use to satisfy their little kataras and their little gala events. There's more to it than that. It's a righteous thing. And we think it isn't, then woe unto us. No, he didn't come to destroy the law. He didn't come to make it void. But to establish it. That's what faith does. Faith established the law. It established the law. And establishes to fulfill it. And that's what Messiah came to do. He came to establish the law and to fulfill it. It says in Romans chapter 2, verse 24. Verse 23. I want to begin. Let me start at 22. Paul said, thou sayest a man should not commit adultery. You believe that a man should commit adultery? And if you all believe that a man should commit adultery? Any of your wives, you believe your husband should commit adultery? Huh? Come on, saints, answer me. He said, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhor idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? You hate idols. You should have no other one before Yahweh. He said, thou that makest thy boast of the law through breaking, and through breaking the law dishonoreth Yahweh. He said, you make your boast through the law, and yet you break the law, you dishonoreth Almighty Yahweh. For the name of Yahweh is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. They speak lightly of the name of Yahweh because of your laws and your traditions. He said, for circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. He said, if you get circumcised, it only profits you if you keep the law. You get circumcised without keeping the law, it doesn't mean nothing. You want to put this heavy yoke on someone to be circumcised, and yet you don't even keep the law. Don't you know you dishonored Yahweh? And for me to say to keep the law and not to use his name, don't you know you dishonoreth him? But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of what? You tell me the law is righteous? You tell me the law is righteous? He said, if the uncircumcised keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for the circumcision? And shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law of that, by nature? Nature, even these natural doctors tell you that. It's good for the hygiene purpose of a man. It's good for hygienics. That's what it's good for. It says, judge thee, who by the letter or the circumcision does transgress the law? They even transgress the law. He says, for he is not a Yodim or Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is an outward in the flesh. But he is a Yodim, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not of the letter, whose praise is not unto men, but unto Yahweh. Now that's where the praise should be, unto the Father. So who is it? You're them. Who is the circumcised? And we put traditions before the law, and yet we don't honor the law. You can have tradition, but you must honor the law. You come together and you eat together. You sit down together. That does not nullify the law. That does not. But if you put your tradition, your Eastern, your pagan traditions above Yahweh, then you are a lie, because the law will not allow you to do that. It will not allow you to practice those kind of heathen things. And that is just simply the truth. The law is not done away with. You're not going into the kingdom without the law. You're not. You're not going to be saved without that. And that's it. And that's why they're teaching this greasy grace, as they call it. That's only they slip and slide all the time. Slip into sin, slide into sin. They're rebellious against Yahweh. They don't love him. Since there are not that many people that love Yahweh. But a man loves him, he keeps his laws. And his law is that you honor his name. If you don't honor his name, you don't love him. I don't care what they say, they can find any kind of whorehouse to agree with their flesh. You don't love him if you don't honor his name. And that's just it. Here it is, love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us. It says in the second chapter, the same book of Romans. Do you believe this? I want to read something. It says in the second, in the same chapter, verse 13. Romans 2:13. I believe this. Look what it says. For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be what? Only the doers. Messiah didn't come to do away with the law, saints. He came to give us it's the law of the power. Messiah, that law of Yahshua Messiah, has made us free from the law of sin and death. He came to give us a strength. It is not the hearers of the law that are just, but it's the doers of the law. And if you're a doer of the law, you must not have his name to be vain. His name can't be a vain thing. It can't be a thing that's void. It can't have no meaning at all. It can't be. And they resist his name today. You can't love him without loving his name. Because when you hear his name, it arouses something in your soul. It brings a fountain and a light down to your inward parts. You can't say you love him and you don't love to hear his name. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. So it's not the hearers of the law that are justified before Yahweh, but it's those that do the laws of Almighty Yahweh. And Paul says in Romans chapter 7, see, this is the only way you're going to delight in the laws of Yahweh. This is the only way. This is the only way. Listen to this. This is the only way you're going to delight in the laws of Almighty Yahweh. No other way. He says in Romans chapter 7 verse 21, he says, I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now you must understand what he's talking about. The law of the flesh, saints. Are there times that the law of your flesh, when you want to do good, evil is always there? He said, but this is what he says, I love this, verse 22. He said, for I delight in the law of Yahweh. After the what? Inward man. See, he that is a Yahweh is not one outwardly, but one inwardly. So he said, one that is circumcised is not one circumcised outwardly, but inwardly. So he said, I delight after the law. I delight in the law. To take great delight, joy in the law of Yahweh after the inward man. He said, I see a law work, for I see a law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, but it's one thing I do know. I thank Yahweh through Yahshua Messiah. So then, with the mind, I will myself serve the law of what? This is Saul talking. And he said, I'm going to serve the law of Yahweh, and with my flesh, the law said that. He said, this old flesh, he said, why? Because I delight in the inward parts to do the law of Yahweh. And this old flesh, that want to go some other way, it's not going to even have the power to do that, because there's a law in me that will not give it strength to do that. Now Saul even here preaching to even the Gentiles, and yet he's telling them to do away with the law. It can't be, saints. We have missed the mark, saints. We have missed it drastically. And all he's trying to do is kill this flesh to bring us back in line. It's going to take things to destroy it. Fasting, denying it, prayer, studying, all the things that your flesh hates. It's going to take that. Separation, apartness, a place where you can truly call upon him without any hindrance from the world. You don't have to believe it. I preach the truth. What he says is the truth. I put all things in his hands. Hallelujah. Look at the 8th chapter. He said, when a man is walking in Messiah, there's no condemnation in him. When a man walks after the Spirit and not after the flesh, he's not condemned. Now verse 2 in Romans 8, I love this. For the law of the Spirit, the law of Yahweh, Yahweh is the Spirit of life, which is Messiah. In Yahshua Messiah have made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, what law of sin and death? Well, the law of his flesh, what Saul was talking about. This spiritual law of Yahweh makes me free from the law that caused me to want to sin, commit adultery, to fornicate, to lie, to cheat. He said, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. It was not that the law was weak, but the flesh. It was weak through the flesh. Yahweh sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, to bear witness, he condemned sin in the flesh. How did he do it? By the law. By the law. He did not yield to flesh. He had a power to govern his mind and spirit by the law of Yahweh. For what reason? That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us? Do you not understand that, saints? We read these scriptures, but they never come alive to us. He did that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. If Yahweh gave a law to Israel, and if it wasn't righteous, then Satan could say, your law's not righteous. You're a liar. But what he did with Messiah, he gave us that so that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The law is righteous, saints. These laws are righteous. He wants them fulfilled in us. The righteousness of the Lord. may be fulfilled in us. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then he goes on, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Why, saints? Why? 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 Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. Why? For it is not subject to what? It is not subject to what? See, they're carnal minded. That's why his name has no power in them. That's why there's no love. That's it, saints. For they are carnal. He tells us, first of all, the carnal mind is enmity. It hates Yahweh. It despises him. It doesn't love him. For it is not subject to the law of Yahweh, neither indeed can be. Now that's it. It is just not subject to the law of Yahweh. That's it, saints. We read that scripture, don't we? We quote the first part. But yet the second part, we don't give the emphasis that it should have. For the carnal mind is not subject to the law of Yahweh, and neither indeed can be. But there's a carnal mind, it cannot be subject to this law. It will not adhere to the laws of Yahweh. That's why we can do things that are absolutely wrong against Yahweh's will. And we have no condemnation because we're fleshly. And we're carnal. And we say to him, I do what I want to. You are going to die in your wickedness. And you're going to hell. Look at who you are. That carnal mind hates the Father. That's why it hates his name. And this generation hates that name today. They love Crusoe, Christ, Jesus, the Baptist, the Methodist, all will call upon the same name. And yet they have no love for each other. Why? Because they have no commandments. They have no laws of righteousness. But a man truly loves Yahweh, he will fulfill the righteousness of the law. The law is not some unrighteous thing. If he gave a law that doesn't transcend time, then something is wrong with that God. I don't want to serve him. I don't want to serve him. Because if he gave us a law from the beginning, he knew he was going to make man, and then would be the governing power of man, and it changed after some 3,000 years, 4,000, 5,000 years. I don't want to serve him. I might as well serve my flesh. Because when it comes time for reward, you can say, well, I know you did what I said, but I'm going to change things. No, his laws have not changed. That's what Saul said. It was written from the beginning. It has not changed. It will never change. It is the same. Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He hasn't changed. And that carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. It is not subject to the things of Yahweh, neither indeed can it be. It is not subject to the law of Yahweh. That's what it says. In that King James, it said, it is not subject to the law of God. Doesn't it say that? It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And so that natural mind is not subject to the law of Yahweh. He says, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to call his name. And they're going to wake up in the darkness of hell. Who? Who's that? Defy the laws of Yahweh. And that's just it. These are not my words. And the folks that say they believe the King James don't believe that. Yeah, the ones that boast in the King James don't even believe that. Let me move quickly. It says here in the book of James, chapter 2. James 2, verse 10. I want to read this. James 2, 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, is guilty of all. It says in verse 11, for he that said, do not commit adultery, he said also, do not kill. So if he said, do not commit adultery, then doesn't he mean the same? Doesn't he mean the same, saints? He says, so if you break one point of the law, you're guilty of them all. He said, now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou become a transgressor of the law. So spake ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the what? Law of liberty. Now that's what they call grace. It gives us that liberty. That's what they say. But they don't realize in the grace, his grace is from his law. That's where grace comes from. It comes from his law. He judged righteously. He judged according to his law. He doesn't change that. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have showed no mercy. And mercy rejoiceth against judgment. So a man that knows the law of Yahweh and doesn't do what it says, then he is guilty of the whole law. If he doesn't bless the name of the Father, he's guilty of committing adultery, fornicating. Naturally, they're doing that. And that is the truth. Because Shaw said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16, verse 15. Hebrews 10. He says, wherefore, verse 15, Hebrews 10, verse 15, wherefore the Holy Ruah, the Spirit, also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. This is what Yahweh said. Saith Yahweh, I will put my laws into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them. That's what he said. And their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Now where the remission of these is, there's no more offering of sin. He said, I want to make sure my laws in the inward parts of man, that they will be without any excuse. Those that are mine. He said, those that I'm called, my people. I will put my laws in their hearts and in their mind, that there will be no excuse at all, saints. I bless the Father for that. And a man that truly loves him, his laws are there. And he will bring him to the order of his laws. The order begins with him. It begins with who he is. His name. What makes him happy. And then when you make him happy, that's why he said, love me with all. And then I'll show you one that is lacking to that one. Because that love is the same. You will love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what you will do. When a man truly loves him, he will do his commandments. You don't love him, you will not do his commandments. You will not obey him at all. Not one bit at all. Not one bit. You won't obey him. Hebrews 8 and 10. I want to read this. Hebrews 8 as I close. Hebrews chapter 8. For if Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. He said, for if that the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with him, he said, behold, the day comes, saith Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them out of the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. And I regarded them not, saith Yahweh, because they didn't do what he said. He didn't even regard them. He said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. This is the covenant now. This is what he said. Moshe gave you stones. He said, this is the covenant. I will put my laws into their mind. And I will write them in their hearts. And I will be to them Yahweh, a father. And they shall be to me a people. And look what he says in verse 11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh or know ye Yahweh? For all shall know me. Why? Because his laws are written in their heart and in their mind. He said, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. It's going to be the same. That those that you think little of, they're going to know me just like the ones you think much of. That's the truth of Yahweh. For I will be merciful unto the unrighteous, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he said a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. So he said the stones of the written of rights and all of that, that's all. I'll put something in their minds and in their hearts. From the little baby shall know me to the grown up. The ones that are children shall know me like the elder one. The elder one that exalts my name and lift me up, even the little ones will do the same. If his laws are written in their hearts and in their minds. If it's not written there, they will never know him. Why? Because they're none of his. This is the covenant that he made with his house. He did not make this with this wicked world. He made it with his house. And he put his laws and he wrote his laws and his name in the hearts of his people. No one else, saints. And he's not going to change that. Not for David Roberts or not for you. And that is the simple truth. Whether we receive it or whether we deny it, he is not going to change that. He is not going to change one word at all. Whether you want to acknowledge that, or whether you want to reject that, it makes no difference at all. His laws are righteous. And he is not going to change that. Because his laws govern everything he says. Without the laws, what he says have no validity. And yet everything he says has validity. I'll read that again in Revelation chapter 22:14. Listen. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, his laws, and they that have right to the tree of life, that they may enter into the gate of the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth to make a lie. And Messiah said, I've sent them not to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and the morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is the first come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of the life freely. He identified those that he said, come. And whosoever, you that come, just take of this water freely. Drink of this living well. For the waters that are in the well, they are the waters of life. Listen to these scriptures. I want to read them. It says in Luke chapter 1 verse 5, just listen. It says, there in the days of Herodias, the king of Yehuda, a certain priest named, look at this name, Zacharias, a certain priest, of the course of Abiah and his wife, was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. It says now, and they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of Yahweh blameless. They were righteous because they had the commandments of Yahweh. It says here in Luke 18, verse 19 through 20, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Yahshua said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that's Yahweh. He said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. He said, do you not know the commandments? So don't tell me the commandments are not the laws. That's what they are. That's what he says. Do you not know the commandments, what the laws say? Yohanan 14 verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. He was Yahweh in flesh. He did not come with a new commandment. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Romans 7 verse 12. Wherefore the law is holy. It says this now. Wherefore the law is holy and the commandment. And that is to keep the laws of Yahweh. The commandment is holy and just and good. Ephesians 6 and 2. Honor thy father and thy mother. That's what it says. Is that what it says? Which is the first commandment with promise. Ephesians 6 2. It calls it the commandment. He said, that's the first commandment with promise. Titus 1:14. He said, not giving heed to Jewish fables, but the fables of the Yodians, and commandments of men that turn you from the truth. And that's what the commandments of men do, turn us from the truth. That's what these doctrines have done, they've turned us from the truth. I'm going to stand in the truth. I'm going to stand in that name above all names. There's only one name, and that's the name of Yahweh. And in that name you find the Son. And I know, regardless of what men say, there are only going to be a few. And men are not falling away from religion. They're falling away from truth, from his name. They despise his name. They will fall away from that. You must understand, these first four deal with loving nobody but Yahweh. You got to get them right before you can deal with the other six. You got to get them right. That's why you say love him with everything you got. When a man can love him with all, then there's no problem with loving his neighbor. Why? Because love is, Yahweh is love. And when a man gets him in his heart, then he knows how to love. and we don't get him in our hearts, then we don't know how to love. And that's why this trash we call love is not love. And this is how we know that we have love one for the other. That we keep the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. And we must keep his commandments. And that's the truth, saints. The Yahweh bless you. Give you strength today. Peace in your minds. I'm glad of what he is doing. I don't care what man is doing. I don't care what they do. I don't care who turns against me, turn away from me. I really don't. That's the truth. I'm going to preach this truth that burns down in my soul like the anointing of the oil of Yahweh. It's like the fire off the altar of Yahweh. And I'm going to preach it. I know it's the truth. For it turns away flesh. It shows the carnality of flesh. It does. The man loves Yahweh. He will keep his laws. He will do what he says. And he will love him above anything. And I love him over wife, over children, over mama, over daddy. I love the Father. That's it. That's it. I didn't know love until he taught me love. And so I don't know love. What I call love wasn't love. What I thought was love wasn't love. It was just a feeling. But it's not the true anointing of Yahweh. When a man has his anointing, then he has this fire down in his soul. And Yahweh give you strength, saints. Peace in your minds. Press on, for the hours come where that great dragon, Scripture calls him. It calls him the great dragon. He shall become enraged against the woman, the remnant of her seed, those that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the testimony of Messiah. That's who he's enraged with. He is not coming against this wicked world. He's coming against those things. I know what these perverts say. He's coming against those that keep the commandments. He is. Those that do not keep the commandments and the testimony of Messiah, they're already on his side. And anyone that is an anti-Christ, do you understand that? Because that's what this false beast is going to be. He's going to be their Christ. He's going to be the anointed one. That's what a Christ is, a crucial. He's just an anointed one, one that has the anointing. Messiah has the anointing of Yahweh. He's Messiah. So if you are anti-Christ, you are against that Lord or that spirit of hell that should rule in their hearts, then you're not going to be able to buy and sell. They're going to have the mark of the beast. And it's so amazing that even he will have a name. And they must receive the mark in their forehead or in their hand. And that is the name or the nama of the beast. And yet they say the Father has no name. You're going to have to identify who the, it's going to have to be some seal on you. It's going to be Yahweh or Shaitan. And when they see that seal, they're going to say, no, this one is of hell. Kill him. You're going to have that. You're going to be sealed the 144,000. You're going to have the Father's name in your forehead. You're going to have some name there. You're going to have the mark of the beast, the number of his name. Or you're going to have the name of Almighty Yahweh. You're going to have one. And the one that has the name, they're going to be able to buy and sell. They're going to be able to eat. And the ones that do not, that's why Yahweh wants us to crucify our flesh. Kill it. Sure he does. If Messiah fasts for 40 days, we can go. He give us bread and water to sustain us. He can do that. He can help us. We just don't trust him. And we don't trust him because we don't love his laws. We don't love his commandments. We don't love that. We love everything that is against his commandments and his laws. We will say to hell with his commandments, his laws, that we may walk in the fellowship of sin of flesh. I won't do it for no one. I don't care what it is. I will do what he says. If you love him, he said, keep my commandments. Do what I tell you to do. That's how we show we love him. We show Messiah, we do what he said. And what he told us to do is do what the Father said. That's what he commanded us. To love him, to do what he said, to obey him, to walk after him. And that's just the truth. Somebody's come preaching any other truth, any other message, let him be a curse. Let him be a curse. And we have walked that way. We have walked in curses. Sure we have. Because we have turned to his truth now. He said, now, I won't remember your iniquities or your transgressions, your sins anymore. I won't remember those things. I will show you mercies. I will bring you up to snuff. And that's what he's doing. He's bringing us up to snuff, saints. Hallelujah. And then we'll know that we are the sons of Yahweh because we will love his commandments. We will love his laws. We'll do what he say. May he bless you, keep you. Pray for me. We all pray one for the other. May Yahweh keep us. Preserve us, we may walk in the faith, do that which is pleasing. I won't compromise the name of the Father.
I won't do that, saints. No, I'm not going to revert to Jesus. I'm going all the way in Messiah. I'm not going back to the Lord's and the God's. I even know how that came into focus. That book that I ordered, it is one of the most profound books I ever read. And I don't read books. It's called Come Out of Her, My People. And these men, you can tell their hearts are sincere. They're not preaching any religious doctrine. They're just showing us the actual truth. Even how the word crucial and Lord, how all that came about. It is not of Yahweh. These words and titles, they're not of Yahweh. They invoke the power of hell. And Shaitan has done a magnificent job by disguising the name of Yahweh that he can slither in, that he can still have his stronghold. I know even where the seat of Shaitan is, but there are a few that hold fast to my name. They just hold dear to my name, my truth. They have not defiled their garments. Just a few. He didn't say a lot, but a few. And Shaitan's seat is in these whorehouses, for he's in the pinnacle of authority. He runs them. He rules. He dictates. And they obey. I'm going to do what the Father says. And I'm going to obey Him. I am. If I die for Him, then blessed be the Lamb. I have a hope. For there's a resurrection. May Yahweh bless you.